Absolutely, not an ounce of doubt. And when you look at it on the DVD, it looks even more clearer. That's the astonishing thing that we have seen today is a decision by the referee, the linesman. Both have got clear views of it, and yet the ball has continued in the same motion going towards their goal. The lads took Sodgy out. You wouldn't be walking off with a twisted ankle because he fell over. He actually got kicked by the centre half and he was clear through on goal. So that's a sending off, and doesn't matter which division you're in, that's a sending off. And today that was not acceptable. However, you know, beyond that, you know, that was a very controversial decision. It's cost me standing on the touchline, but you know, I think when it's clear like that, I've got every right to say something.
Talk to me about the touchline incident, because as you can see, our press box is at the other side of the ground from you, and to be fair, from my point of view, it didn't become evident. I haven't mentioned it on commentary, but it's just been pointed out to me. What happened?
No, I wasn't screaming and shouting, but I was asking him very strongly, what's going on? You know, that's a red card. He's not even given us a free kick. It was ridiculous, and that's what angered me more than anything else. But, you know, set that aside, you know, we've got and look at the game as a whole over 90 minutes. We didn't deserve to get anything out of it. It possibly was a game too far for us. And when I looked at the game and the travelling that we've done, I think it was a game too far for us. You know, I'm relying on a small squad of players, and when they've, you know, the same 11 have been at it for three games, it's a big ask. And you know, Yeovil have been lucky there. They're staying at home. They've been at home, so they've not had to do the travelling. But I think it's certainly caught us up. I'm not using it as an excuse, you know, and I don't wish to do that. But
so what's the ref said to you then?
I thought he was losing the plot a wee bit. There was a couple of decisions that he should have made, but he just said to me after I've gone in at full time, at half time, just as we're coming back out of the tunnel, he says, I'm going to have to ask you to sit in the stand. So I said, well, why didn't you do that at the time? He says, oh, there's too many things going on the park. Well, you know, if there's a decision to make, you do it there and then. Shouldn't be making it now, but I have to accept that. I said, okay, I'll go up in the stand. But that wasn't going to detract from the result, because, like I said, I thought Yeovil, and credit to them, I thought they were a better side today. They took the chances, and we didn't perform as well as we had done that, hence the reason why we got beat today.
I'll ask you about the game in a second. Do you expect further punishment for that?
I don't know. You know, I'll see what the report says. You know, I'm not worried about that. You know, I've been in the game so long now, and I can't remember the last time I got involved with a referee or a fourth official, so that just shows you, you know, how angry I was at the time. I'm generally quite calm on the touchline, particularly with officials.
How bad is Akpo's injury?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I think he's certainly got, you know, he's got a nasty kick on the ankle. He wanted to give it a go, which credit to him, but we said he should have really took him off at half time. But his desire to stay on the park was credible, but wasn't the right decision to do. And then we've took another injury through, you know, through Connor Jennings as well. Callum Kennedy's done his hamstring. Doesn't look a good one either. So, yeah, you know, this has been a tough day for us. We've taken some injuries there. So, of course, Duffy was not feeling well at all, and it showed in his performance as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of walking wounded, but I've said to the players, we mustn't allow this performance or result to affect what you've achieved so far in this turn of this year. It's about getting back on the bike again and making sure our next performance is a good one. It's hard working and it's an honest one.
You've touched on it anyway. Was that a tired performance from your side?
Yeah, I was saying it on the touchline, we looked leggy, which is, you know, there were signs there, but unfortunately we can't make wholesale changes. That's, you know, you can see that. And you want to try and keep your back four intact, because that's been your solid foundation. And, you know, we're asking all the players to, you know, really put in a shift.